Chapter 9. The Big Mistake. After lunch, I felt better about my palms, and at recess, I showed Miss Torres my hands. Her smile got big when she saw the turtle. "I want to bring in Mendy for International Day," I said.
"What an ingenious idea, Anissa. I'll add it to the chart," replied Miss Torres.
I skipped over to the monkey bars to play with Purina, Azusa, and Naima. Katie joined us.
"Why didn't you sit with me at lunch?"
"Do you want to hear another beach joke?" she asked. I gave Katie the coldest look I could.
"I collected some data today, like Miss Torres taught us, and I've concluded that you're not a good friend."
Katie's mouth turned down, and she made her face innocent. This made me madder than I already was.
"Do you have anything to say?" I asked. My voice sounded like someone else was speaking.
Katie's mouth trembled.
"I didn't think so," I added.
I felt a little of my anger evaporate when I saw Katie's face, but I quickly turned away to swing on the monkey bars. I didn't want to start feeling sorry for her. Who needed a best friend anyway? But the monkey bars didn't feel as swingy as I thought they would. After recess, it was time to make our flags. Miss Torres had put out colored construction paper, glue, and scissors. Miss Torres said we could talk softly using our inside voices. Katie wasn't sharing any jokes, and she wasn't working on her flag. Her head was down on her desk, and she didn't even have her paper out. Normally, I would have checked on her, but she wasn't my best friend anymore. Although I had my green and white paper for Pakistan flag, I didn't feel like cutting or gluing either. My heart beat fast when I heard Miss Torres call Katie over. I picked up my scissors and kept my eyes very focused on making a white crescent moon for my flag.
"Anissa," Miss Torres called in a serious voice.
Her voice was extra quiet. I walked over super slowly as everyone stared.
"Katie says you collected data to decide if you should be her friend," asked Miss Torres.
I pointed to my palms. My words felt hot. Katie made fun of my Mendy. But best friends aren't supposed to make fun of each other, right?
"I never made fun of you," said Katie. "I saw you in the morning talking to Ciel about me. You were laughing and pointing at your hands," I replied.
Miss Torres looked around the room.
"Ciel?"
Ciel's eyes widened. She looked afraid.
Katie looked confused.
I was confused too. Was it possible that I misunderstood?
"We were laughing in the morning because Katie had told me a joke," Ciel whispered.
"A joke about me?" I huffed.
"No. The joke was, what kind of a tree fits in your hand?"
"A palm tree," explained Ciel.
"I see," said Miss Torres.
My mouth dropped open. I'd made a big mistake.